Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series, brought to you live by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. Nothing but the dopest, though, man. Tonight, we got the melodic trap, spacey theme, songwriting, man. What's going on, brother? We got Frylock Jacquez. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Man, not much.
That sober, bro.
Man, Joe, never sober.
Never
sober, bro. So, man, we want to get into the new EP, Out of Space. Before we get into that, we got to find out, like, and take the people back to, like, where it first began and how you got into it and how you became the man that you are today, dropping this dope 3-track EP, right? So,
hell yeah.
So, bro, how did you, like, how long you been in this music?
I started dropping music January 2018. That was resolution. I would start putting out music because it all started.
Wait, you said January the 1st?
Pretty much 2018, January 1st. That was the resolution. Just put out.
Man, like last week, Joe?
Basically.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah, it all started with just, you know, fucking around with friends, just freestyling, having a good time, smoking, drinking, just, you know, riding beats. And then, you know, out of nowhere, we were just like, you know, like, why don't we put this shit out?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's for this to be the resolution to go from the New Year's, which I can remember like it was yesterday, to like a 3-track EP that we should be hearing on the radio, like in heavy rotation, alongside Future, the likes of Lil Uzi and Drake and all of them. I gotta applaud you, bro. Gotta applaud that, man. Doing your thing.
Hell yeah.
Doing your thing, man. Real talk. So, even before then, though, was it just like always you with the squad, just kind of like freestyling and kind of joking around, or have you did any mixtapes or any albums before?
Nah, like I'm saying, all this shit started 2018. Like maybe like every once in a while after like having a smoke session, we would just start playing beats because my friend Brandon, he was the, you know, he's been in the rap game for a minute. And also I had another friend, K-Wan, who he's been dropping music. They've been dropping music since high school, but, you know, since they rappers, they will always want to freestyle. And then, you know, you can't just be the only nigga in the room that's not freestyling. So you just got to hop on a beat, start writing that shit.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, as far as your style, if someone asks you, like, oh, okay, you rap, how would you describe to them exactly what you do when you rap, like your style, what angle you're going for?
Normally what I would do is normally just get a feel for the beat and catch one of the melodies and then just start flowing from there. It's kind of like dancing. It's like you kind of catch the wave, and then it's like I'm rapping, but I'm also trying to sing too at the same time because I'm trying to stay with that melody at the same time. Like normally when we would be freestyling, I would normally be the one on hooks because I would find that melody within like 30 seconds. Just find that melody and then just start putting words to the melody. Like first it might start out with like, you know, just like a few words, and then it's like expanding that, and then you got a whole chorus.
So it's a lot of heat from the past, I want to say, decade coming out of Atlanta, your hometown. You are North Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Gwinnett County, where Migos Made in Tokyo from.
So do you think that it kind of comes natural, like to have those melodies within you, like just based on the music that you've been brought up on, or is that something that
most
was inspired and instilled within your family or something like that?
I feel like it's definitely just the feel of just being in Atlanta, because you know you might just be walking down the street and then, you know, someone will approach you, be like, hey, you make music? Because, you know, like, I kind of got that look where niggas used to always ask me if I used to make music. I would always
right.
be like, yeah, I'll freestyle. I'll like, hop on a beat. And then, you know, like, after getting the question over and over again, it's like, you know what? Let me be able to tell these niggas yes.
Right. All right. So we just jammed out to that Sober. That's off the EP, Out of Space. And then we got the intro track that's Out of This World. Go ahead and introduce Spaceship, and we're going to play a little sample for him, then come back into it.
All right, so Spaceship, that's the very first song that started this whole EP. It was like a late-ass night. Full moon and everything, and stars were out. We were lifted, like literally lifted off this weed, just gazing off in the stars. This beat comes on, and I drive a green Saturn, so it's like, you know, Saturn, outer space, and then like I turn to my homie, it's like, we in a spaceship right now, bro.
Joe. This right here is Spaceship off of the first of many EPs called Out of Space by your homeboy, Freylock Jacquez. Let's get into it. We'll be right back.
Life is sin. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah. Reflections in the mirror got me questioning myself. Everything that I've been through and all this pressure that I felt to be this man who knows direction, clear of mind and to progress. Cause the value of your work is only measured by your wealth. See, this world is filled with dharma, got me trusting people less. Really don't.
We back from the break. All right. So that first song we played was not Spaceship, but we did play that Sober. And y'all can check Spaceship out on the new EP by Freylock Jacquez. Out of Space, you can find that in a few days on Across USA Blog Network, ATL Bangers, Chi-Town Bangers, NYC Bangers, all that. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, bro. Bump that Out of Space EP.
Yes, sir. So how did you come up with the title, like the whole concept? Was it just riding around in the Saturn, or like I read somewhere that space was as a metaphor to weed. Because you said I used to smoke a lot to record and get that creative process going. So is that the whole concept behind the album? The project was basically just like off that loud and getting out of this world.
Hell yeah, it's getting off that loud, just. The same feeling you get when you smoke weed and you lift it, that's how I want my music to feel. Like, you know, just some melodic, something easy to listen to, something you can cruise along to. Especially late at night, just under the stars, just maybe smoke a blunt or two, just drifting.
Everything was recorded in the car late at night with hella stars around us. How did y'all record the album in the car?
Alright, so I got this little small USB microphone, and I got like this little converter that I put on an iPad, and then basically I got a cooler and put a whole bunch of memory foam on that, and then
Whoa.
We just put the seats back. And then we turned the car into a studio, just
Whoa.
Late at night, no one bothering us. All we had.
That's crazy. That's the first time I ever heard that. So, like, everybody I know, they started recording like in the crib, like in a closet. You convert it, you pad the closet, or like the bathroom, you pad the bathroom. You, sir, are revolutionary. You had a mobile studio where you can hotbox that bitch and just ride and record, and the audio production, like the quality of it was amazing. Of course, yeah. You didn't do the mixing in the car, right?
Nah, like that'll get cleaned up at home, but basically the creative process is all in that hot box setting.
That's crazy.
And everything's on the spot too. Like, I don't write my lyrics. I just basically, it's the same concept of how I started off. I started off freestyling. We gonna start freestyling in the car. Basically, all we did.
Wow. So we talked about like how you began and like where you at right now. Let's point towards the future. Where do you want to take this to? I know you just really got into it, but what do you really see it going, let's say, next year this time?
I just want my music to, you know, reach basically niggas like me, just niggas just having a good time with the homies, just chilling, you know, something to vibe out to. And I hope that more people see the vision and hopefully inspire more people to, you know, just have fun with it. Because I feel like that's the whole spirit of the music. It's like just feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
Word, man. So definitely an artist. What other kind of hobbies other than like rolling up, you know, other than, you know, the music and all of that, what else are you into? You watch basketball, or, you know, think the Hawks are going to take the championship this year, or, draw or paint or something like that?
I've actually been trying to get a little bit into that drawing. Like, I plan on having at least one or two videos actually animated by myself, just trying to get the artistic vision in like all forms of media. Also, I'm somewhat of a video editor too. I don't know if you've ever heard of a AMV, you know, like the little mashup videos where someone will get like a show and sync that up with music. Like, I used to do that all the time just growing up. And then I feel like that's where my original, like, love for music, like, really paying attention to music and seeing how you can sync up with beats and whatnot.
Well, I mean, have you done any performances or have any on the horizon?
I haven't performed my music yet, but I've always been kind of like into the stage, because growing up I was always like a drama nigga. Like, I would always just like, if I saw that the school was putting on like a show or something, it's like, I bet, like, what can I do? Like, need me backstage, need me on stage? Like, I just love to be in that production environment.
Word, bro.
And hopefully,
so y'all
can
check out. I'm gonna give you the last word, but I want people to know that at any point in time, you can go and download or check out on SoundCloud the new EP called Out of Space. Go ahead and let everybody know, like, anything you want people to know about you as just a person, or about the music that you got coming out of Space EP.
all I got to say is this is just the beginning. Like, the waves are just starting. It's going to be first some little ripples, and then it's going to turn into a whole tidal wave. Everyone going to feel this wave soon.
Y'all make sure y'all go and follow my man, Fight Like Jacquez. Go ahead and hit him with your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, all that.
All right, so you can find me basically on any social media. It's going to be at Frylock Jacques, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing. Just Frylock Jacques.
There you have it. Another successful episode, the Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network. If you ain't went and downloaded if you listening right now, you listening, right? So you know what it is. You know it's Frylock Jacquez. You know it's USA Blog Network. You know it's a Dopeness Interview Series. So you know what you need to do. Go to SoundCloud or somewhere on this page, there is a link to my man's music, Frylock Jacquez, Outer Space EP. Make sure you add them on all social media outlets, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google, Frylock Jacquez. And Frylock is spelled F, like Frank, R-Y-L-O-C-K. Jacquez is J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. All right? And if you haven't already had a chance to go ahead and follow USA Blog Network, make sure you do so immediately on all social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. What you say, Fry?
Follow them. Follow me. All he. And thank you for having me on the show.
Bangers. Man, appreciate you, brother. Hey, in a few seconds, in a few days, we're going to drop the new EP on all of our websites. So just stay tuned. Man, rock out with your bro for the next year. He said he's going to the top. It's infinity and beyond. It's out of space, bro. We out of here, man.
Peace
to you, bro.
It.
Yes, sir.